NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering porch pots, planters, hanging baskets, and flowers to celebrate mothers across the KPR listening area. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Lows around 50 tonight, mostly cloudy tomorrow morning with a high in the mid-70s. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:06.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City, and many other frequencies, all up and down the dial, all around the state. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 3:30. Then we will learn about the Council of Emergency Experts appointed by the president, recommending some major changes to FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. We'll also talk about the latest crop of Service to America honorees. That's coming up in the next 30 minutes here on KPR. Stay tuned.
If it's not worth the time or effort to sell that old car, truck, or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can turn it into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org.
As far as the weather goes, mostly clear skies through the evening hours. A few clouds after midnight, lows tonight around 50 degrees. Beginning our warm-up kind of in earnest tomorrow. Highs well into the 70s tomorrow. Clear skies tomorrow night with a low in the upper 40s. Sunshine on Saturday with a high up in the 80s. But Saturday night we have another good chance of rain. Not expecting severe storms at this time, but we're keeping an eye on it. 70% chance of rain on Saturday night with a low in the lower 50s. And then quite a bit cooler again for Sunday. 68 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. It's 3:20.
And from Rivian, makers of the all-electric three-row R1S SUV and the R1T pickup, designed for those who seek to explore the planet and preserve it for generations to come. Learn more at Rivian.com.
This is NPR News.
In Iran, internet access is a privilege, not a right. Certain people still manage to connect despite a government-imposed internet blackout during this war.
If you are someone who pushing Iranian propaganda, you can get a white SIM card.
That story and continuing coverage of the war on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects at its North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered coming right up. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight, but in 35 seconds, we will get you the latest national, international, and regional news headlines. It's 3:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. More than 3,000 immigrants with temporary legal status will be removed from CanCare, the Kansas program that administers Medicaid benefits, in October. The health benefit cuts will happen due to the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. Immigrants losing Medicaid eligibility include refugees, temporary residents from Ukraine and Afghanistan, and asylees who are unable to return to their home country due to fear of persecution. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Medicaid Director of Operations Yvonne Case says many of these people will go without health coverage.
We expect that they will not have insurance in Kansas. About 1,900 of them are children.
Case says the state will reach out to advocacy groups to try to get health coverage needs addressed. Kansas Democratic U.S. Representative Sharice Davids wants answers from federal weather officials after tornadoes struck the Kansas City Metro last month. Davids is seeking answers about staffing and weather balloon launch schedule changes at the National Weather Service, which may have contributed to a delay in issuing tornado watches.
I need to know whether or not they are encountering staffing or operational gaps that need to be addressed.
The National Weather Service told NBC News last month that changes to weather balloon launch schedules have not affected forecast accuracy. Law enforcement agencies in southeast Kansas continue investigating threats targeting schools yesterday that caused some lockdowns. The calls were false reports of shootings at the schools. Rachel Schnelly has the story.
The fake calls threatening schools, including Fort Scott, Chanute, and Humboldt, were nearly identical. The Humboldt Police Department is working with the Kansas Bureau of Investigation to find the exact source. Shannon Moore is the police chief in Humboldt.
We just don't want to let our guard down. We're going to continue to investigate this to attempt to locate the suspect.
The calls were what's known as swatting. The false reports were intended to draw law enforcement to a specific location. This is the second incident in the southeast Kansas area in the past year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
A ban on new data center projects in Sedgwick County will continue into September following a unanimous vote by county leaders. Some Kansas lawmakers have called for a 3-year moratorium on data center construction. Sedgwick County Commissioner Pete Meitzner supports delaying a decision until fall, but says long-term bans are more about avoiding controversy than crafting policy.
You do have to make progress. You can't just say we're going to pocket it for 3 years, and I think we're making progress.
Leaders in Douglas County are facing public calls for a moratorium or ban on data centers. The Johnson County City of Gardner says a company withdrew its proposal for a data center this week after being told the city would not provide public incentives. It's 3:35.
From NPR, things considered from NPR News.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live with our special in-studio guest this week, Terry Quinn and the Coyotes. Folk and dark Americana from Kansas City with Terry Quinn and the Coyotes in studio for live performance and conversation this week on 105 Live, 5 p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well. They're all listed for you at our website where you can stream us, hear other programs, become a member. Do it all at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Salinas Steeple Theater with Old Crow Medicine Show, bringing their modern blend of folk, bluegrass, and Americana back to the Steeple in Salina Thursday, May 14th. Tickets are at steepletheater.org.
Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then it's been a week of shifting messages and strategies on the Iran war. We'll be breaking down the week that was with Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Then, according to a new poll, 8 in 10 Americans are having trouble making ends meet.
Finding it hard to put food on the table, clothes on the back, and gas in the car. It's crazy.
Coming up, we'll hear from a woman whose job is helping needy families, but who's now struggling herself. Tovia Smith has the story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com.
It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Imaginable futures.
Accessing the internet is not a right during this war in Iran. It's a privilege for pro-government influencers. That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news with Morning Edition. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
Justice in history overtaken someone who was nominated by President Lincoln. Thomas's tenure as of today tops 34 years. The only justice with a longer tenure is William O. Douglas, whom he would overtake in 2028. There's no sign he plans to retire anytime soon. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Bayer, who believes science is the relentless process of asking questions, testing, and trying again, even when it's not easy. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
It's 71 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
And to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, many other frequencies as well, and you can always stream us at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll have news headlines in just about 12 minutes. At approximately 4:36, we will do an overview of the first year of Pope Leo. He has, in this past year, spoken in favor of peace and the plight of immigrants. That has put him at odds with the Trump administration. He has been meeting today with Marco Rubio, U.S. Secretary of State. As I understand it, Marco Rubio gave the pontiff a crystal football. Pope Leo gave Marco Rubio a peace plant. What can we learn from that? Also, in our next 30 minutes, the late Jeffrey Epstein owned a ranch in New Mexico where some of his victims say they were assaulted.
We know that there are survivors that were on the record reporting abuse.
Now, two brand new investigations have been opened. Those stories and more still to come on KPR.
Got an old car or truck taking up space in your garage? Skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. We'll pick it up and you'll get a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly clear skies this evening, lows around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, but clearing up as the afternoon draws near. Highs tomorrow in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, a low in the upper 40s. Sunshine and highs in the 80s on Saturday, but we do have a 70% chance of showers and storms on Saturday night. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
In Iran, internet access is a privilege, not a right. Certain people still manage to connect despite a government-imposed internet blackout during this war.
If you are someone who pushing Iranian propaganda, you can get a white SIM card.
That story and continuing coverage of the war tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition, getting you caught up on all the latest news, whether it's from around the world, around the nation, or around the region.
Support for KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
Quick look at news headlines coming up next. The time is 4:30.
Consider joining Project Freedom as Trump himself announced his suspension after about 2 days. The ship is being towed to a dock in Dubai, and a South Korean government team has been sent to investigate. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. More than 3,000 immigrants with temporary legal status will be removed from CanCare, the Kansas program that administers Medicaid benefits, in October. The health benefit cuts will happen due to the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. Immigrants losing Medicaid eligibility include refugees, temporary residents from Ukraine and Afghanistan, and asylees who are unable to return to their home country due to fear of persecution. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Medicaid Director of Operations Yvonne Case says many of these people will go without health coverage.
We expect that they will not have insurance in Kansas. About 1,900 of them are children.
Case says the state will reach out to advocacy groups to try to get health coverage needs addressed. Kansas Democratic U.S. Representative Sharice Davids wants answers from federal weather officials after tornadoes struck the Kansas City Metro last month. Davids is seeking answers about staffing and weather balloon launch schedule changes at the National Weather Service that may have contributed to a delay in issuing tornado watches.
I need to know whether or not they are encountering staffing or operational gaps that need to be addressed.
The National Weather Service told NBC News last month that changes to weather balloon launch schedules have not affected forecast accuracy. Work to create a bird flu vaccine for various kinds of livestock is showing some promise. Scientists at Kansas State University say early data suggests they may have a way to protect cattle, pigs, and poultry. Bird flu has killed or forced farmers to cull about 200 million domestic birds in the U.S. since 2022. In 2024, the virus jumped to cattle, infecting more than 1,000 dairy cows. Here's Kansas State Professor Wadeka Mwangi.
So you can see the economic impact. And of course, that has implications downstream in terms of jobs, in terms of food security.
Vaccinating livestock could also protect workers, he says. Since 2024, bird flu has infected about 70 people in the U.S. who interacted closely with infected animals. And two of those people died. Lows tonight around 50, sunshine tomorrow afternoon with a high in the mid-70s. It's 4:35.
Support for
Every Trio. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Hope you'll join us live at the Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 in Manhattan, we are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon as we head into the evening hours. We are closing in on 5 o'clock. At 5:01, an update of news headlines. At 5:06, the federal government has been offering local police large financial incentives to help arrest undocumented immigrants. There's not much transparency at all about this effort.
For other kinds of money going out to local law enforcement from the federal government, that is tracked extremely closely.
More on what we do know about the program called 287G. That is coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
Mostly clear skies this evening, clouding up a bit overnight, lows around 50 degrees, mostly cloudy by the morning, but sunshine in the afternoon. Tomorrow we're expecting a high in the mid-70s.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas Trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org.
It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock.
Where investors have a range of choices to pursue investing goals, from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management, all in one place. More at schwab.com. And from Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Accessing the internet is not a right during this war in Iran. It's a privilege for pro-government influencers. That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way, getting you caught up on all the news from overnight and more. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org, and the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst. Assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com.
It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Abilene, 74 in Atchison. It is 5:06.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. Lots of other frequencies, too. They're all listed for you at our website, where you can download music. You can watch videos of people performing in our live performance studio. You can even become a member. Do it all at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, screen printing and skateboard supply under one roof, located in North Lawrence at 608 North 2nd Street, with all the latest boards, safety gear, and more. Information at riverettks.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines in just about 12 minutes. That's going to happen at 5:30. At 5:36-ish, the annual Service to America medals recognize federal workers doing extraordinary work for the public good.
Our government isn't a bunch of buildings. It's people. And that's what, you know, the SAMMYs is about.
Normally, several dozen honorees are celebrated, but this year only 4 awards were given. We will tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Classics Live. Janice Carissa with piano recital, including works by Schumann, Bach, and Scriabin, and more. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Classics Live on your KPR One stations. For on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have Prairie Journal. The time is 5:20.
Support.
The This is NPR News.
In Iran, internet access is a privilege, not a right. Certain people still manage to connect despite a government-imposed internet blackout during this war.
If you are someone who pushing Iranian propaganda, you can get a white SIM card.
That story and continuing coverage of the war on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition. Join us. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
We have news headlines coming up next. It's 76 degrees in Manhattan, 69 in Chanute. It is 5:30.
The rules also require an organizing committee legally responsible for what protests might lead to. Al-Baba said the measures followed recent attempts by protesters to storm the UAE embassy in Damascus during demonstrations against Israel and the UAE's ties to it. Jawad Rizqalla, NPR News, Beirut.
And on Wall Street today, stocks ended lower across the board. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. More than 3,000 immigrants with temporary legal status will be removed from CanCare, the Kansas program that administers Medicaid benefits, in October. The health benefit cuts will happen due to the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. Immigrants losing Medicaid eligibility include refugees, temporary residents from Ukraine and Afghanistan, and asylees who are unable to return to their home country due to fear of persecution. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Medicaid Director of Operations Yvonne Case says many of these people will go without health coverage.
We expect that they will not have insurance in Kansas. About 1,900 of them are children.
Case says the state will reach out to advocacy groups to try to get health coverage needs addressed. Kansas Democratic U.S. Representative Sharice Davids wants some answers from federal weather officials after tornadoes struck the Kansas City metro last month. Davids is seeking answers about staffing and weather balloon launch schedule changes at the National Weather Service that might have contributed to a delay in issuing tornado watches.
I need to know whether or not they are encountering staffing or operational gaps that need to be addressed.
The National Weather Service told NBC News last month that changes to weather balloon launch schedules have not affected forecast accuracy. Law enforcement agencies in southeast Kansas are continuing to investigate threats targeting a school yesterday that caused lockdowns. The calls were false reports of shootings at the schools. Rachel Schnelli has the story.
The fake calls threatening schools including Fort Scott, Chanute, and Humboldt were nearly identical. The Humboldt Police Department is working with the Kansas Bureau of Investigation to find the exact source. Shannon Moore is the police chief in Humboldt.
We just don't want to let our guard down. We're going to continue to investigate this to attempt to locate the suspect.
The calls were what's known as swatting. The false reports were intended to draw law enforcement to a specific location. This is the second incident in the southeast Kansas area in the past year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelli.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy with a low around 50, mostly sunny tomorrow afternoon. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR from NPR News.
We're doing the cha-cha-cha this week on the Retro Cocktail Hour with Mr. Juan and his stereophonic orchestra, Kay Martin and her bodyguards, and the Voodoo Five.
Wow, wow, wow.
I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, it's been an entire week of shifting messages and strategies on the Iran war. We will break it down for you with Tom Bowman coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri.
Support for All Things Considered on KPR today comes from Dr. Pat Hughes of Overland Park, Kansas. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for your continued support of Kansas Public Radio. Mostly clear skies through the evening. See some clouds after midnight. Lows around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy through the morning hours, but the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. Lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, sunshine again on Saturday, and really seeing that heat build in with highs in the 80s. Saturday night, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's 72 degrees in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 6.
All Things Considered from NPR News.
Inspired by the maxim that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. From the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. And from Imaginable Futures.
Accessing the internet is not a right during this war in Iran. It's a privilege for pro-government influencers. That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines are coming up in approximately 1 minute. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 6 o'clock.